Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets and Love You Back, Hottest Radio Show Worldwide. We're going to get straight to it, and we're going to bring House Representative in, and he's going to give you his interview and let you know, like I said, what he's doing to help our great state move forward. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mark.
How you doing, man?
Great to have you, my friend, and honored to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, without a doubt, man. It was an honor to meet you in person that day, me and my wife, when we finally came to the state capitol to meet with another friend, and we ended up meeting 25 friends. So
it's funny how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, God is always putting everybody where he need them to be, you know, and that's the greatest thing about our Creator. He don't make no mistakes, just we do, you know. But he gives us
that's
a
right.
chance to correct them, and that's another great thing. So I just wanted to ask you, why did you feel when me and my wife spoke to you about our program being implemented in the state prisons by Charles Raining, and we working in the prison system with our intervention program, what made you really talk on that topic with us about prison reform?
Well, I think that the I've challenged the secular humanist community, arguably the atheist community, to produce a program to give me evidence to somehow come up with something that is as effective as Bibles in the cell. And it's absolutely silent. They can't. And the only reason I think they can't is because Jesus Christ decided that he was going to go on a rescue mission to the sick, to the broken, to the corrupt, to everyone who's in prison. Because the man who is perfect, which so far I haven't run into one, but the man who is in prison needs him the most. So when I hear people tell us, well, we want you to educate, don't incarcerate, really? I find it odd that at the very same time, these people don't want a Bible in school, but they're okay with a Bible in prison. Now, forgive me, but that makes absolutely no sense to me. But the fact that you and your wife are engaged in what I think is probably one of the most vital ministries of our day, and that is to talk to people who ultimately are ultimately broken. They have sacrificed days that are uncapturable of their life, they can't get them back. And the one commodity that we have in this world, that we cannot purchase is time. And I think it's very unfortunate. There are people in this world who are just living out their day by day, wondering, well, what will come at me next? And when does this end? And I think my hat's off to you and your wife for the ministry that you're engaged in. I think that you are doing an incredible work to try and bring people to the understanding that Jesus Christ was on a rescue mission for the people that needed him the most.
And we thank you for that, Mr. Mark, as well. And, you know, my wife put together the Streets and Love You Back Life Skill Mentor Program back in 2015. And we started just educating, because if you have men and women inmates that have an out date and you know they're coming home, whether it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, like you said, you know, the Bible is great, but you have to be getting educated to understand right from wrong, and you have to have these skills to come back out here to society and have a fair shot at the game. When you mess up and go back in front of a judge, and the only thing you can tell the judge is that I have none to show for why I was sitting in that cell for 5 years or a year or what have you, and I don't know right from wrong yet. But when you go through the intervention program, like the chief of police here in our community said, Chief Stahl, then if you mess up, you know right from wrong. You've been through this program. You've been educated. You know that if somebody say don't touch the stove because it's hot and you still touch it, that means you did not want to do right. Now, what you think about that, Mr. Mark?
I think you make a really good point. In this world, we all have a choice. In fact, this is actually very, very much present in a class that I'm currently taking for continuing ed. We all have a choice in this world, and God gave us the gift of having the intellect to make a choice between eating from the tree of knowledge of evil and turning our back on that and saying, you know what, as appealing as that might be, I know that the path that this takes me down is destructive, is going to end in nothing but more pain and misery. In this world, the great deceiver wants to steal, kill. He revels in the death of souls. That's where he lives. So when we've got an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm gonna partner with you, and that's where I think you are doing incredible work, sir. When you come alongside people, and I'm not trite in saying that. I sincerely believe you are doing the work that Jesus Christ himself was engaged in. Go into the prison. Go into the place where the whore, the drug abuser, the abject poverty, and pull those people aside and say, you know, there's a different direction you can go. You don't have to live this way. And if somebody's told you you have to live this way, they are lying to you, they're deceiving you, and they are trying to control you for their agenda. They don't have your best interest at heart. They have their own self-interest at heart.
And that's truly correct, Mr. Mark. And I'm glad you spoke very honestly on that right there, because if we're not educating, like I said, the ones coming home, and also the ones that's doing life, you know what I mean? They have to get educated as well. And we have to change mindsets of people that's been doing wrong all their life, you know what I mean? Because like I said in the beginning, you got to know both sides of the coin in order to say, okay, then I know how to go back to what's right. And if you don't know right, you don't know how to go back to what's right. You just only know how to stay in the wrong lane. So thank you so much for your support with Me and My Wife program. And we're definitely looking forward to working with you and a lot of our other people we work with already in the House and over in the Senate, and moving this forward with helping any and everybody who wants to be helped. You know, we can't help everybody, but we sure can help the ones who wants to be helped. And this is what me and my wife does, and we're very passionate about what we do. And we thank God every day for giving us this mission to help many people as we can.
Well, sir, you can count on me to lift you up in prayer for the work that you are doing, because you are the person who is standing in the gap where we have people who say that government should not preach religion, yet they have no solution to save the souls that are about to die. So, sir, my hat is off to you. You know that you have my support. You know you have my prayer. And I think that you have got the bully pulpit, if you will, for those people that you've got the opportunity to speak to them at the moment where they are ready to be rescued. So my hat's off to you, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much, House President Mark. And I would like for you, when you get time, inbox me your assistant's phone number, and me and my wife would like to set up a meeting with you to bring you more information about the program. And we're already working very close with Senator Smith. That's our guy, and he supports us 1,000%.
Well, if you go to www.azleg.gov, you will be able to find me under Members of the House. And I would urge anybody who is listening to your show that if they have got a story about how faith has brought them to a place in their life that has rescued them, I would love to hear their story. And with their permission, I would love to advance that story in the face of the atheist movement that we seem to be surrounded with. Having the
yes.
opportunity to tell stories like that in the House of Representatives, I think, is a key to letting other people know that there is help available.
Hey, thank you so much, and we're honored to have you on the show tonight, and thank you for stopping through and blessing the people with what you're doing to help this great state move forward, Mr. Mark.
God bless you, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, sir, and thanks for coming
right.
through.
You bet. Have
Bye-bye.
A good night.
You too. Hey, we got a last four digit 8198 on the air. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep moving forward. Thank our guy, Mr. Mark, for tuning in, one of the House of Representatives here in the great state of Arizona. And we're going to go to a song and then a couple of commercials, and we're going to keep it moving forward.
On my knees, I look to the sky to rain down on me. Someone heavily, many nights I wish I could fly through the clouds so I can have a conversation with the Most High. I'd ask him, where's my girl? The one you made for me to have eternally in my life. Think I found my girl.
You're my angel, baby. You're just like a falling star.
What to do? You got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. So to the future, baby, you stay down. There's no babies. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
Waiting on daddy to fly on them G5 jets, first class flights to cloud nine, with a Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine, listening like an angel, so bright she could blind any guy with 20/20. She must have fell out. God. I'm so high.
What's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing. Mic check 1-2-1-2. It's your boy Kenny P. Fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
What up, though? Boy Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the Boy Vault, baby. You played yourself. Featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets available.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Go cop that.
You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the card that was dealt.
Don't Love Your Back, Volume 3, features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents the Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you, July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, alright? Yeah. Yeah. Streets don't love your back. I come from the air where we move that crap. That was up down, so we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back.